What is going on, you guys? This is Ian McKenzie with the Average Rose Fitness Podcast. And so today's topic is we are going to be talking about some of the ways you guys can adapt fitness to this entire year, which, you know, threw a curveball at us with COVID, right? And a lot of us were blindsided because, you know, especially if we were trying to build muscle in the gym, this presents a massive problem simply because, you know, having all the gyms closed and us needing to rely on outdoor spaces and different environments to be able to achieve our fitness goals, we may not have known where to go with that, right? We don't even know. This is so new to us, so unplanned, and building an adaptable fitness plan, something that we can take anywhere we go, has become more important than ever. So what I want to tell you guys about today is ways you can still build muscle or transfer your muscle building routine from the gym into different environments. And, you know, for any aspiring meathead, anybody who goes into the gym looking to pack on some size, the first couple thoughts that are going to go through your head are that you have to lift heavy-ass weights, and you got to lift them for a few sets, few reps, right? That's the first thing that's going to go through your head, no matter how little experience you have in the gym, right? So going from the gym setting to the outdoor setting is a huge problem, right? Simply because you don't have access to those heavy weights anymore, and you still have to find a way to at least maintain the gains that you have and push yourself a little bit more toward your eventual goal, right? So we're going to go through just a couple of steps you guys can take to really make some COVID progress, you know? If this ever happens again, God forbid it freaking happens again. But when it did, I don't think any of us were ready, and especially not me. I had to go out into the park and figure out what the hell I was doing with my fitness and working out and that kind of thing. Thank God I found an outdoor gym, and God, the freaking outdoor gyms are amazing. The one I found happened to be like these bodyweight versions of like gym equipment. So they had like a row, they had like a leg press. It was cool shit. It was awesome. I loved it. So the first step we're going to talk about today, and I have it on the board right here, it's going to be frequency. Now, frequency is I've said this so many times before, and I'll keep saying it again, it is the lost ingredient to muscle building. And the reason why is because, like I said earlier, you know, you go into the gym, your first thought is going to be that you really just have to lift heavy, right? And we don't often think about the idea of working our muscle groups multiple times during the week, simply because, you know, the bro split doesn't require that. The bro split is the idea that you are hammering one muscle group per workout. So you're going in on Monday, you're hammering chest. You're going in on Tuesday, you're hammering legs. So each day is specified for a certain body part, right? Now, there's transferability to this. There is the aspect that our body is adaptable. It's an adaptable machine. So if you are somebody who's spent so much time doing the bro split, then it is definitely time to change it up, because you'll get to a point where you plateau and you don't know where to go next, right? So if you've been doing the bro split, you're going to need to change it up, and you're going to need to focus more on the frequency aspect, because you've been spending so much time on the volume, right? The sets and the reps and the weight, that you got to start implementing a new part of your workout, right? Or take away from the weight and the sets and work more on the frequency aspect, okay? And that is an amazing thing if you're going to take away the gym and have to do something, your workouts, somewhere else, right? Frequency is perfect, because you don't have access to weights, right? So you can't lift anything heavy anymore. You got to rely on calisthenics, bodyweight stuff. But if you focus on the frequency and really hammering your muscle groups multiple times during the week, you can still effectively maintain your gains and possibly make some more, because you are completely overhauling the principles of your workout to focus more on that frequency ideal, right? And then here's the other thing you want to focus on once you get rid of the gym aspect, right? You focus on frequency, and that will stimulate you or make you focus on this mind-muscle connection, right? The mind-muscle connection is kind of the Frank Zane method of bodybuilding, because he was big on that. He was big on this intense just insane focus on your brain connecting to the particular muscle you're working that day. So you can create this more effective connection between your brain and between your muscles that will eventually guide its way back into the gym and make your compound heavy lifting sets more effective, because you've trained yourself and learned the art of stimulating the proper muscles at the proper time, right? So it's very important to really make frequency about that freaking mind-muscle connection that is going to implement so heavily back into your compound heavy lifting movements, right? So, and that's why when you see people spending so much of their workout doing, you know, bicep curls or like tricep extension, that's why I never see those people change, is because those particular exercises are not meant to just to really build the muscle you want. They're meant to build a connection as opposed to size, right? The size is going to come from your squats, your bench press, all the heavy lifting, the multiple joint stuff, because that's the stuff that is going to give you a cascade of testosterone and build the body you've always wanted, right? So you have to prioritize, right? You got to put exercises where they're meant to be in the workout, okay? So when you're going out to a different environment, you're looking to build your frequency, right? So work multiple muscle groups throughout the week, and then you're looking to build that mind-muscle connection. So I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. You know, since the gyms are open and everything, and I have always, always, always loved the idea of working two or more muscle groups during a workout, because I feel as though if you're going to treat your body like a dynamic system, you can't just separate all of your body parts and work them as just small little pieces and parts of your body. You have to incorporate everything and make your body the dynamic system you need to train it for, like, right? So it's meant to work as a whole, right? So you can't just sit there and do your bicep curls and your tricep extension and expect that to transfer into normal life. You can expect a squat to transfer. You can expect a deadlift to transfer. These have more transferability into daily life than your isolated exercises, okay? So prioritize properly. Put them where they need to be. And I'll tell you guys right now, if you're looking for a good split, if you're coming out of the bro split and you need something new to try, you can try the thing I've always done. I usually do legs and shoulders, and then I usually do like a back and chest. For those people who don't like the idea of working an upper body part with a lower body part, get rid of that idea. It's awesome. It's awesome, because if you think about it, since you're working the upper body part, you're not taking strength away from the lower body part. So it's actually more effective to really hit something heavy and hard if you're doing that upper body with the lower body. So you can sit there and do a heavy ass shoulder press, right? And not have to worry about that taking away strength from your legs. So it is, it's good. It, you know, try it out, you guys. If you're coming from the bro split, it's good to try. It's good to at least give yourself a change of pace and see if you can do double up your muscle work and try to engage more of your body. I have not seen growth from the bicep curls and the tricep extension. I have seen growth only from really hammering my back and chest and giving my body a real workout, right? So that's it, you guys. I just wanted to give you a couple easy to follow tips to transfer your muscle building lifestyle into different environments. If ever we have more closures of gyms and have problems with that kind of stuff, because I think muscle building is the tough one. You know, muscle building is, it really does require the gym. It requires access to equipment, you know? So you can't really do body weight stuff and other things that might be better for weight loss, right? I think weight loss is more transferable because you can go outside and do cardio just as well as you can go inside and do cardio, you know? It's easier to transfer. So that's why muscle building, I think, is the difficult one. That's the hard one. So go check out averagerosefitness.com, you guys. We are here to provide every resource you need to become your own personal trainer, right? Because let's face it, personal trainers are freaking overrated. We don't have the money anymore. You don't want to just empty your wallet for a fitness guru, right? Or social media personality, because it's not good. It's you buy an expensive plan And then you forget about it. You move on with your life and you forget everything that you did with that expensive plan. You might follow that expensive plan for 2 weeks and you're done with it. It's too hard. It's too difficult. It makes no sense in your 21st century busy life. So go check out averagebrosfitness.com. Everything has been condensed. All of the brand new fitness trends and all of the cutting edge research in fitness is being brought to the absolute most broken down version of itself so that you guys can apply it to your fitness lifestyle. You can adapt it to anything you want to do in your fitness lifestyle. So thanks, you guys. Go check it out.